G-Warriors walkout music last night. There's nothing that gets me more hyped. It's been gone since the Oracle days. Watching those dudes do their funny dances before the Hell No One break is the best. All walkouts have been lame since. Seems like it's here to stay. Now, we're on television, so I don't really
These two know. Lines in a row are just all time.
What?
510. People that don't have TikTok think they have a PhD in maturity. The very next line, 650. Bonte, you're on Twitter all the time. What are you talking about?
But look at my tweets per day compared to previous years. It's considerably be down.
Are you and Draymond like changed, man?
It's like NBA ratings decreasing. You know what I'm saying? My Twitter usage has decreased.
Just because now, you're not tweeting, though, Bonte, doesn't mean you're not on the app. So if we go to the usage of the actual apps in general, we can see the percentage of how much we're actually watching it. Because they get, you know, iPhone likes to check you every Sunday morning where they see your how much screen time you've been using per week.
Let me check the usage.
Sometimes it's scary.
Where can I find a usage here?
Your usage rating?
Yeah, usage. I bet you it's more so Instagram. Let me see, usage. And I've been playing a lot of Candy Crush lately.
Like, but you've played a lot of Candy Crush.
I don't know why. I got hooked on Candy Crush.
Just chilling on the couch?
I might go viral.
Playing Candy Crush?
Hey, Guru, going viral is not all that fun. It's not fun going viral. You know what?
Man.
Because I'm not going to lie, man. There's nothing worse than being called names by a low-life loser on their couch. I got somebody, I had a dude named... He tweeted at me. His name was Osama bin Shanahan.
Oh my god!
Bro,
Bonte's just looking for clout.
Don't say that again.
Bonte's looking for clout. He's looking for clout, trying to divide a fan base, and it was from Osama. It was so bad. Brent Winkler works in Warriors PR department right next to Raven Ritter. Brent Winkler is like, there's nothing like replying and clapping back to a dude named Osama bin Shanahan. And then I looked at the name and was like, wow, I didn't even realize what his Twitter name was.
And Monday's like, let me put Candy Crush app down for a second and pull up the X and reply to Osama bin Shanahan. What a name!
What's
wrong with people?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Osama bin Shanahan.
I try to limit it because I'm not going to lie.
That's not real. That cannot be real.
No, it's here. I'll look.
That cannot be real.
What's the avatar?
Is it an egg?
Dude, hold on.
I'm not kidding.
I'm going to find it right now. I'm going to find it right now, dude. Osama bin Shanahan. What's his name?
You should be Candy Crush B.
Candy Crush is fun, man. I'm not going to lie. I don't know why I'm hooked on it again. It was so like 2010.
No, his name should be the King's Ransom.
The King's Ransom. That is good.
Where is it at? Oh, I'm coming up on it. And he has a blue check mark.
Of course he does.
Osama bin Shanahan.
Gotta pay for it.
49ers fan. Fight on USC has the emoji.
It's Lucas's burner.
Hashtag faithful to the Bay. Hashtag fight on. And look at the people who follow him. Oh, wow. Three people. Gina, who we all know. Ted H. Teddy Talks Baseball or Teddy Talks Ball. And Evan Jeffrey Bass. So three people that I know follows him.
And now people are 510. Bonte, 11 tweets in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, that's not bad. It used to be like 31 tweets in the last 24 hours. I used to tweet every single possession. Every single possession. So, not a lot of tweets. Now, sometimes I get in the game and I'm just like, you know, I'm going to fire these things off.
Uh-huh.
I need to talk to somebody because, you know, I can't talk football all the time with Ed or Baby Chaz. They don't want to listen to me talk football. They're like, whatever, dude. So, it's me talking to, like, my buddy since I don't see him at home. And I feel like Twitter sometimes can be your buddy. But nowadays, there's a lot of twidiots. I call them twidiots when they just want to be disrespectful all the time. You know, I tell Spinotti this all the time. I could tweet out the sky is blue, and some jerk is going to say, actually, Bonte, it's not blue. It's sky blue. You need to be precise there. You know, so people just like to argue on there. It's terrible.
So in honor of Halloween, I wrote down some of my favorite fan costumes of all time. You want to just run through them real quick? Have a little fun with this.
Sure. Osama bin Shanahan. Shout out to him. I can't believe we're shouting him out. Oh, my God.
When you see somebody wearing cheese on their head, what do you think?
I think of Andy Milonakis, then the Packers.
Really?
First, I think they're a moron. Then I think they're a Packer fan. Wait, Packer fans are more? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Packer fans. No, we think Packers.
Now, this one is, I don't know, you might not remember this, but back in the day, Rams fans used to wear watermelons on their head.
Yeah, why did they do that?
So a guy said that they were melon heads. It was some guy in 1982. Something about being a melon head and that it kind of like eased the tension. attention of everyone in the crowd because you looked ridiculous.
It was weird that they wore watermelons on their
head. Wasn't it?
Yeah,
but that was the Ram thing for a while. Yeah. I don't think they do that currently, but that was the thing. How about when you go to a Bears game, Niners Bears? Every time I go to a Niners Bears game, there's one, if not multiple.
Mike Dickas.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Riley Young was Mike Dicka yesterday.
Was he?
Yeah. He was Mike Dicka. That weirdo.
And now we get to some of my favorite ones. Like, when I think of some of the best-dressed fans in the stands, Saints fans come to mind. Like, the Mardi Gras feel walking in. They usually have, like, the beads and the chains and all that.
Come on.
And then I go to the dog pound.
No.
Cleveland. And then my number one.
Get the hate out your heart. You better be Raider fans.
The Black Hole.
All right, thank you.
Raider fans are number one. If you're wearing spikes and a Darth Vader mask or, you know, I don't know. What was the one where the guy had the pins on the face?
Oh, who's that? Hellraiser.
There you go. Like, the amount of, like, Raider fan garb. Like, when I think of fans who dress up and I close my eyes, like, immediately, number one, there's no one even close. It has to be the Black Hole and Raider fans.
Yeah, no, I'm with it. The Black Hole is so fun. I'm on my way over there as a media member and introduce myself.
Yeah?
They knew I was a Niner fan. I was like, hey.
Did they roll the red carpet out for the king?
No, they did not. They put me in a chokehold.
They almost dragged me to the black hole. They would have loved to dress up as a king, though. They would have loved that.
But you know what they said? I was like, hey, man, what's up, everybody? I was like, who are you? What's your name? Said, man, it's Bonte Hill. Oh, the one with Papa? Oh, yeah, you're a Niner fan. They started mobbing me a little bit. And they were like, nah, you're all right, man. You good. You give us good coverage. And they all dabbed in. The Raider fans are great. I love Raider fans. I do. Actually, I do. I got a lot of love for Raider fans.
Who are we missing on this list? Who in, like, I was thinking, like, okay, the All Rise people, where they wear the judge outfit. Like, there's only a couple of them in the stands, but you see that from time to time in Yankee Stadium.
The Giants fans in their heyday, when they had players and, like, they did a good job of, like, marketing said players.
Like,
they
the
did a good job, like the milkman, like the pan hats and all this sort of stuff. Like, they get up. Like, they, like, if you have a player to market with a nickname, they will get after it. They just really haven't had any.
What about the Captain Jack Sparrow? At times, you'll see them at a Bucks game, for example.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad.
I've seen that a few times.
This is Raider fans, man. It has to be, right? It's Raider fans, and there's nobody even close.
What about the Cameron Crazies? Shirt off, skinny white kid going like this while someone's shooting a free throw.
Yeah, I was trying to think of them. Now, that's solid.
With like a D or a U, like painted the blue on their chest.
Viking fans have the horns.
Ooh, Vikings are good. Yeah, good call. Viking fans do have the horns. And then sometimes they have the locks.
Yeah, they have the locks. Long locks down there. I need to go to a game there. I need to go to a game in Minnesota so bad.
Maybe the Niners will play there in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They might. They might. Yeah. Unless Sam Darnold turns into Sam Darnold again. See about that. About that. No, I'm just looking at the teams. Looking
How do you
at
like
the standings.
That, Mr. Bonte?
Pittsburgh Steelers fans just got the terrible towels. Raven fans, they just wear jerseys. Charger fans, you got the Bolt fan. Remember, you saw the one dude in the Chargers game, the Arizona Cardinals fan? They had more fans at that game in Glendale, Arizona, than they do at SoFi. It's kind of wild.
I've never met an Arizona Cardinal fan, ever. Like, I'm diehard Cardinal fan, ever.
I only met one because I was out there.
Like, the Seahawks pretend to dress up. You'll have a couple people dress up, and I just think it looks ridiculous.
Who's the Bronco fan who used to, like, no shirt, be in a bucket or whatnot with the overalls? You know what I'm talking about?
No. In a bucket?
Yeah, it was like...
Charlie Bucket?
No, not Charlie Bucket. Denver Bronco fan, bucket. I don't even... He was, like, shirtless. He had suspenders on. Dang it. I don't even know. Damn it. Oh, yeah, here it is right here. Barrel Man is what they call him. Barrel Man, yep. He has his own Wikipedia. Barrel Man. Oh, you know what? Barrel Man passed away. Oh, man, back in 2009. 2009, he passed away.
25, like 15 years ago.
Yeah, Barrel Man, but he was Barrel Man. I remember the fan. He had the barrel with no shirt on. Google it. Barrel Man, Broncos fan, I'm telling you.
What about the ASU Curtain of Distraction? That's a good one.
Who?
The Curtain of Distraction.
Who's that?
You know when they do the curtain behind the free throw line? Behind the basket?
Who does that?
ASU.
Arizona State?
Yeah.
I didn't know fans went to those games. That place has been so empty.
When you said Curtain of Distraction in ASU, I immediately thought of something else. just considering they are the biggest party school in the United States of America.
What about the Hogs and when people would wear like the poop snouts? If for the yeah, Washington the Hogs football were good. Team.
Fireman Ed.
That's one guy.
Warriors Mom with the sweater.
Oh, yeah. She's
legendary.
I think of Crazy Legs. If you go Warriors Mom, I go Crazy Legs.
Go Crazy Legs.
You know, the guy that's at the Giants games that used to have, like, the crazy dancing legs.
So we'll get Dumas in here. Joe in the 818. He's got something on Draymond Green. 888-957-9570. Raiders got the best costumes.
They do, right?
Barrel Man. Shout out. Rest in peace. I know Barrel Man passed away, man. That makes me sad. Damn.
It makes me very uncomfortable.
Barrel Man.
Well, and then there's also the number one costume out there in the world. Like, you're clearly a casual, but you think you're a diehard. It's being a Cowboy Laker fan.
Guru?
I'm out.
We just blew through the illegal. Damn, it's too late for that. What's coming up in a game brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts? Maybe we'll read the legal again. Maybe we'll read the legal. I don't know.
Every wrestling event has a macho man in the crowd. Everyone.
Dub Nation, it's Andrew Wiggins. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Happy Halloween. Welcome back. Boy, these Warriors, huh? Who would have thought Buddy Hield would be beloved? Beloved by Warrior fans. Now, we'll see how long it lasts, you know? And I don't expect him to be a 20-point-a-night guy for the entire year, but he really sure has bought in. And when I listen to Buddy Hield talk about the influence that Draymond's had on him, this culture, this coaching staff that understands him, I said it for a couple of days now, and it feels more and more evident every day. It feels like a match made in heaven in terms of personality and acceptance and fit and all those things. And he's going to have some bad games, and obviously we'll know more about him once he faces some adversity, but early on, the guy's said all the right things.
Who are you talking about? Klay Thompson?
Buddy Hield.
Oh.
No, I'm dressed as Klay Thompson.
Oh, yeah. No, I got confused. I can't believe you have a Klay Thompson jersey. That might be the surprise of the year. By the way, download the Odyssey app, 95.7 The Game, thousands of other stations, and millions of podcasts that are completely free on the Odyssey app. Sports talk, music, news, and great podcasts like Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys are all available. You guys need to do a podcast, dude. Do a podcast on the board. I need a baseball fix or something you'll love it. I swear I steal all my material when it comes to baseball because everybody knows I hate baseball. I get a lot of those tweets. Bonte, we know you don't really like baseball. It's like, dude, it's some of the wildest things people say. Follow your favorite teams, like the Niners, Warriors, stations, or radio stations, like Steiny and Goo, and catch amazing interviews. Now, I don't know if this interview was amazing, but it was Dr. Nirav Pandya who joined Willard and Dibbs. By the way, a loaded Nova call. Shout out to you. She gave me a thumbs up like UCSF is the best. But we got Dr. Robin now, Dr. Nirav Pandya, and I hope you hear this. We have Dr. Robin. You can stay on Willard or Dibbs. What a turncoat he is. Remember, we put him on. Join the 818. What's happening before we get to Dumas? What's up, Joe?
Good morning, guys. Another great show.
Wow. You know, stay here real quick. Your standards are very low.
The fans that doubt. What's that?
I said your standards are very low if you think this is a great show. Well, I'm kidding. Being self-deprecating. It's one of my good qualities in life.
Come on, it's always a great show. I'm with the fans that doubt that Draymond can go a season without getting suspended. And on Draymond, you know, I think some of his teammates should get between him and the ref on those times when it looks like he's going to get thrown out. You know, two or three players can block the view and kind of push him away, and I think it helps. You know, if you're a teammate, you need to do whatever it takes to win the game. So I disagree with the view that states that it's not their job to keep him in line I think if Kerr asked a couple of guys to volunteer for the task, I think he could get a couple of people that would agree to do it without a problem.
Can we agree it's kind of an absurd notion that we need to have three teammates agree to hold him back? To, like, he's a grown man, you know, like he said magical words through a scrum, all right, that have got him tossed numerous times. I've seen different people step in front. I mean, Curry himself was like, stop it last year.
Yeah, I saw all that, but you know, it doesn't change the fact. You know, we'll see. I guess we're going to find out. But it's hard to believe that he's not going to go through the whole year without getting into it with somebody, especially since a lot of the players on other teams kind of bait him into it.
Yeah, well, what the Portland game, you saw GP2 and Paz and Curry, they were right there, all surrounded Draymond Green. Look, if he needs a little help in that area, so be it. So be it. Help him stay on the floor, because the fact is they won 46 games last year and he missed 27. And there's no doubt in my mind, in the 27 games that he missed, they were 13-14. I think they get to 50 if he plays in, say, 10 of those games. I think the Warriors do go, they win at least four of those games of the 27, whatever it is, 13-14. So, look, he has to stay on the floor. He's taking accountability. 925 is onto something, and I think we interviewed this guy. Stackhouse being on the court and being a coach of this team, being able to challenge him and the rest of this team, I think is a big, big help for the Golden State Warriors as well.
Honestly, if you were drawing up the diagram for a template for, you know, approximate amount, given all full health, which obviously you can't control, and obviously no suspensions, how many games is the sweet spot for Draymond to play?
He'll get to 68 to 72 games.
Okay.
I got my bet. He's played at least 65.
I mean, again, these are just the last, obviously since they went back to the 82-game thing, you know, 63, 46, 73, 55, 5 this year. So, I don't know. It's aggressive. It's tough. A lot of things got to go his way. He's older.
I just stacked again. This is why you made the bet. But I feel like I found a sucker in the bet. And it's you. Huh? It's Bedoni and Lutman. So we're all going to have some House of Prime rib. Yeah. And I don't have to pay for it. Life is good. You know who life is good for? Jason Dumas as well. Life is very good for Jason Dumas. You know, this guy just got married. He's got the gray suits, the shoe games on point, and he's headed back to Philadelphia. He's leaving the Bay Area. He's leaving us. So that must be a good thing. Life is good for Jason Dumas. We bring him in on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Dumas, what's happening, brother?
What's up, fellas? I would categorize it as bittersweet. Bittersweet, right, man. This is my home away from home. But yeah. You hit it on the head. Life's pretty good right now, man. I'm blessed. I can't complain about anything.
Now, before we get into what's next for you in Philadelphia, I got to say, Shaskin, I think you could co-sign this. We get a lot of people who come in and out of this market, whether it's the media or just living. And I got to say, Dumas, the one thing he did very, very well out here was he asked questions about the culture. He asked what was acceptable, what was not acceptable, whether it was food, whether it was slang, and he embraced the Bay Area culture. When you embrace the Bay Area culture, whether you're a player or a media member, you get love forever from Bay Area residents, especially San Francisco residents. So I think Shasky, Dumas did that very, very well. He came out here, tried to find out who knew what the city was all about, and he embraced his culture.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm a common man. Like, you know, like, that's how I grew up. And that was important to me, you know, just learning about the common man in the Bay Area, whether it's San Francisco, Oakland, South Bay. So, you know, that's what I tried to do, ingratiate myself with the people out here and learn their cultures. You know, you don't want to be disrespectful to anyone's culture when you move to a city. Ignorance is, you know, is not something that I ever want to be associated with my name. So I got to know so many people out here, whether locally owned business owners, you know, people down at the courthouse, you know, and at the end of the day, if you just treat people how you want them to treat you, you usually get pretty far. And I tried to be my authentic self while doing all of that. I think the Bay Area in particular, these people can tell when someone's a fraud. And I didn't ever want to be a fraud. I wanted to be my authentic self and just, you know, learn the way of life out here. And, you know, I loved it. This was a place where I actually thought I was going to live for the rest of my life. After a while, I was like kind of thinking what was next. I was thinking of a move to suburbia and kids and this and that. And then, you know, this job offer came out of nowhere kind of, and kind of just did a 360 really fast. But if this job offer never came, I was totally happy with spending the rest of my life out here in this community, because they've kind of taken me in with open arms, and you know, the love is mutual.
What was the biggest misnomer before you got here about the sports fans or the sports teams that you, when you got here, you immediately realized that's not right?
That sports fans in California are soft. I was like, you know, like, I moved out here, obviously, growing up on the East Coast, you hear the hard-nosed Philadelphians, New Yorkers, Boston residents, you know, you just think of like lunch pail, tough, yelling. And, you know, whether you like it or not, that's just kind of what they're known for. And I'm thinking I'm going to come out here, the wine and cheese crowd, they're soft on their teams. You know, they're not as passionate because it's so beautiful out and there's palm trees. And then, you know, my first assignment was Monday Night Football, John Gruden and the Oakland Raiders taking on the Rams. And I walked through the Coliseum parking lot, and every preconceived notion I had about Bay Area sports fans was put to bed. And that was my first assignment, you know, spending time at the Coliseum, the Oracle, going to Giants games. The fans out here are as passionate as ever. And, like, it's funny, like, you hear a lot about Philadelphia sports fans, good and bad, good and bad. I tell people all the time, you come out to the Bay, they're crazy too. Like, you walk through the parking lots of Levi Stadium in an opposing uniform, they're going to heckle you a little bit. They're going to let you know. Vast majority of the people do it in a fun, loving, respective way, obviously. But they're passionate as ever. And, you know, I hope I got some of their respect. I always tried to be, especially on 95.7 The Game, whenever I was hosting, I always wanted to have a perspective of, you know, showing the local fans here their love and respect while also remaining objective and, like, giving my point of view from somebody who is not necessarily a fan of these teams. Like, most of the teams I would root for just because it made my job funner. But I thought it was because so many of the hosts are from here and everything, I wanted to be the guy that could just give a point of view of, all right, hey, let's take ourselves out of this moment and look at it from a more objective point of view. Here's how it went. And I think the fans and the viewers appreciated that too. There's definitely, you know, a lane for hosts and media members here to really revel in their fandom and be that guy. Like, hey, I'm from the Bay Area, we love our teams. I wanted to be the guy who was a little more objective while also still showing some love to the teams and being a fan and celebrating the fans too. So that was the perspective I tried to give from my point of view.
Jason Dumas here on the River Islands guest line, and from two homegrown kids, Shasky and I, being born and raised in San Francisco, it's fun as hell to work in your own city, the city that you grew up in, you know, the history of the sports teams. So for you, what is it going to be like going back home to cover the teams that you grew up loving at ABC 6 News out in Philadelphia?
It's going to be weird, man. It's going to be weird. You're not the first person to ask me that, because, you know, like, covering sports has kind of jaded me a little bit because it's been, like, my profession. So, like, I actually kind of enjoyed the fact that, like, I didn't cover the Philadelphia Eagles professionally, because I covered the Niners out here and I do it for a job. And then I would go home to Philly and I would throw on an Eagles jersey and I would drink beers at a tailgate and go to the game and be a regular fan. Like, I'm not going to be able to do that anymore. So it's a little bittersweet. But, you know, that's, at the end of the day, that's what's going to be paying my bills. So it'll be fun to cover the teams that I grew up watching. But I'm still probably going to, like, detach myself from, like, the diehard fandom. Like, secretly, like, in my gut, it'll probably be that 12-year-old kid, like, so giddy if the Sixers get a finally make it to a conference finals. Like, that's all we're asking for. Or, you know, the Eagles win another Super Bowl, of course. And it makes my job funner. Just the same way I was at the Vegas Stadium. I was there rooting for the 49ers. Not openly, obviously. I'm doing my job. I'm objective. But I wanted that for the 49ers fans. You know, I've seen, I'm not going to say heartache because you guys got all those damn trophies, but I have seen the organization be so close over the past couple of years, and, you know, I don't want to bring up old wounds, but we all know the story. So I found myself hoping they won. I was that finals run in 2022 with the Warriors. So many people on the Bay Area says that's their favorite one because everybody had counted them out and nobody thought they were going to get another one, and Durant left, and, oh, they're done, and Steph prevailed, got his finals MVP. During that whole stretch, it was the funnest stretch of my career, and obviously, on the outside, you probably couldn't tell because I tried to remain professional, but hell yeah, I was rooting for the Warriors. I wanted them to win. I wanted it for the community that I was serving in the Bay Area. You get to know some of these players, like, so you want what's best for them, and let's just be honest. It makes our jobs funner. It's good for business. Yep. When the teams are successful and we're traveling, you know, that ad revenue mm-hmm. is coming in through Odyssey, and we're, you know, we're doing playoff pushes.
People
and,
are writing books, Dumas. People get to write books.
Yeah. You know, money is getting printed, and that's good for everybody. So it'll be weird covering the teams I love. I like, part of me, it's, like, bittersweet because, like, I can't just, like, be an Eagles fan now. I have to, like, kind of cover the team and do my job, and that kind of takes away, like, the fun of being a fan. But, you know, it's going to be cool either way.
Well, you could be like that one guy who's at Elliott Parks. I mean, he's basically a fan covering the team. I'm teasing. I take a swipe at him. Hey, real quick.
Let's he's going to be working with Kate Scott. Hey, Kate Scott's up there in Philly.
She's crushing it. Tell her I want another copy of Madden. Jason.
Kate already reached out to me, and Elliott is a very polarizing figure. That's all I'll say about that.
No, okay. Kate reached out. What did Kate say?
Well, she just saying congratulations on coming home, and please holler at me when you get to this city.
Did she do a Fly Eagles Fly hashtag?
Yeah, that was very nice of her, and I'm sure I'll be seeing her at a Sixers game. The 1-3 Sixers who just lost to the lowly Pistons and Brian Harris.
And you haven't had him beat or Paul George play. Hey, all right, let's do quick. I want to do rapid fire. All right, best athlete you've covered in your time in the Bay Area.
I mean, Steph Curry, okay. By a country mile.
Who's number two?
Number two, probably, I will say, Buster Posey. I caught his last couple of years, so it wasn't his best, but I understood the legacy that he created in the Bay Area. I mean, the Niners, I mean, there was a lot of good Niners, but, like, I mean, Fred Warner might be up there. He's just, like, he's so good. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Buster or Fred.
All right.
I mean, I didn't want to go two Warriors, but you could easily say Draymond or Clay as well.
Yeah.
What is the hole-in-the-wall food spot you're going to miss when you get to Philadelphia that you're going to wish you could go back to eat?
Oh, man. So I loved Za Pizza. It was over there on Hyde Street. Just a little local pizza parlor. You can get slices, you can get pies. One thing I noticed about San Francisco, not a lot of the places you can just go and get a slice, which you can do everywhere on the East Coast. You'd have to buy a whole pie, but at Za Pizza, you could just get a slice. The people over there are so nice. You go in there, you can get a beer, a slice. There's always a sports game on, and they're good people. So I'm going to miss them. I even missed them once I moved out of that neighborhood. They're good people over there.
The fact that he said pie, you could tell Dumas is from the East Coast. I mean, we say pizza, he says
little
pie.
Little Joe's on mission will sell you a slice, right, man. Come on. All right. What is the one crummy thing about living in San Francisco that you won't miss? Parking? Your car getting broken into?
Prices on everything.
Like, no, no. Like, what's number one?
I was lucky. I got I got my car bipped one time in 6.5 years. It was a damn rental car. What made it even worse, I was in Jack London Square speaking at a charity event. And so I think they got me because the rental car had, like, Texas plates and obviously a tall tale. So I was lucky as it became the bipping stuff. I never really was a victim of any of that. I guess what I won't miss, I mean, when I moved to the out of Richmond for like 6 months of the year, it's just cloudy and foggy. Yeah. And like you kind of get like that seasonal depression. It's like, man, I'm looking at Instagram and it's sunny like everywhere else in the country right now. But here it's like overcast. But in the same right, when it's February and I'm, you know, shoveling snow out of my driveway in Philly, I'm going to probably wish I had just some fog.
All right, this doesn't mean that you don't like them. This just means that you disagree on sports opinions. Whose sports opinions frustrated you the most in this market? On air?
Sports opinions.
Coverage?
Don't put them on a spot like that.
No, that's a good question.
No, because sometimes we just don't. Like, there are people that we don't, like, you know, you hear and you're like, I just don't agree with that individual. Yeah, like Steiny, for example.
Oh, man. You're going to get them out of trouble, man.
I will say this. So
me?
So I love him as a person, and he shaved my butt at the Super Bowl because I dropped my credential. He picked it up and found me and gave it to me. I always thank him for that when I see him. But I just cannot be an internal optimist like Dave Lombardi. I just cannot. I love him. I love him. Now, I'm not on the other end of the spectrum like Grant Cohn. It's funny. They have like this beef. I don't know if it's a real beef or they just play it up for the
internet. I imagine it's like the cartoon where, you know, the what's the guy who like checks in and he's trying to steal the come on. What's the cartoon? You guys know what I'm talking about. Where the dog.
Tom and Jerry?
Not Tom and Jerry, but similar to that. Like, okay. It's cartoonish. It's like over the top.
Peaky the Brain or something? I don't know.
Well, Tom and Jerry, that could be the same because, like, in that show, at the end of the show, when one of them, like, left the show, the other one was sad and was crying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they play it up like they can't stand each other, but they probably love each other deep down.
I was talking to somebody about that not too long ago. I said, what if they're in on this and they boost each other's profile and they make so much money together, it's all in one big pot? It wouldn't shock me if
like
they ran
like
on that.
Like a curated rap beef?
Yeah, absolutely. This could be curated.
Interesting.
I don't know. Because,
those are true.
Because I don't know. Dumas, like, are somebody saying that stuff about me, and they're going back and forth. At some point, you got to have to approach each other like, yo, what's the deal?
Yeah.
And they don't even talk to each other.
Well, all right, forget that. Language. What is the word or phrase that you're going to use for the rest of your life that you picked up from the Bay Area?
Oh, hella.
Hella.
Hello, for sure. When I first started saying hella, I hated myself. I was like, oh, God, I'm really becoming a Bay Area cat. But I say hella all the time now. That's just is part of my vernacular. And look, man, this is a home away from home.
Yeah.
My in-laws are from here. Like, this is going to be my home forever. Like, I'm going to be coming back here for as long as I live because I'm sure my in-laws will be here. You know, so many connections to my wife are from here. Obviously, now I have friends who have become family who are out here. So, like, you know, hate me or love me, Bay Area, I'm connected to y'all by the hip now.
Most important question. Who is hated more in Philadelphia, Bonte, Chasky, or Debo?
Debo by far. Debo by far. Bonte was just in Philly. He was cheersing with everybody. He was on rooftops. He was killing.
They were loving me out there. They was like, y'all, you're that
y'all,
guy.
Y'all can go to Mitchell and Ness, get your nice little discount.
That's true.
Y'all are good. Debo Samuel. Debo might have to walk around Philly with security.
What's our guy's name out there? Is it Josh? Is it Josh who's at Mitchell Ness?
Yeah, shout out Josh.
We just followed each other on Instagram. They'll be out here for the All-Star game, Mitchell and Ness. And, man, they're good people. They took care of us at Mitchell and Ness. And then I came back and he goes, oh, you're back? So we do got a lot of love in Philly. It's just when it comes to the Niners and the Eagles, it's a little love-hate relationship. Hey, Dumas, man, we're going to miss you out here. We really are, man. I told you that at your going-away party, and you did what you had to do out here, man. You were great ambassador for the Bay Area. You repped hard, even though you're from Philadelphia. And I think your coverage is going to be missed, man. You had a lane. You carved out a lane for yourself, and you did a hell of a job out here.
Hey, man, appreciate y'all both. And thank you for the 95.7 of family. I love working for 95.7 the game. You know, all the hosts, producers, everyone behind the scenes make us look good and showed me a lot of love. 95.7 the game, they helped me buy a lot of drinks in the marina over the last couple years with those paychecks. So I love you guys, and thanks for having me on as usual. And I'll be back. This is just a see you later, you know.
Yep.
Hey, Jason, just so you know, and this is the honest to God truth, my favorite of all the Philly rappers has always been Beanie Siegel. Always been Beanie Mac. Yeah. I love Beanie. As much as Freeway is unique, and Meek, he's got his hits. And
Beanie's got more hits.
And Eve, there's a lot of people. I'm just saying, Beanie Siegel, the truth, I mean, he's got so many great albums.
Beanie, he's a legend in Philly. Siegel Street.
Exactly.
There it is. Siegel Street.
Bullies.
There it is. Jason Dumas, man. Buddy. Good stuff, man. We love you. Here on the River Islands, guest site, going back to Philadelphia. Kate Scott already reached out. Oh, man, we got to get Kate. I was like, hey, you better treat Dumas with some respect. Put the guy to feed his table party.
If you love Philadelphia, there's a high probability that you hate these two. It's the Morning Roast with Vontae Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
You know, I do believe the Greg Cohn and David Lombardi being curated, that beef, there's something to that. I was thinking about it. I swear to God, I was like, there's no way.
I don't think that
Greg throws all that shade at him on Twitter and Lombardi's just walking around just ignoring him in the press. There's no way. I wouldn't be able to do that.
So what you're saying is we should have our own, like, as we're adopting doctors and other things, and we don't have our own crossover, but maybe we make a crossover with Lombardi and Greg Cohn.
Well,
in studio.
I actually pitched this to Nahegan, and I had Lombardi agree to it. I swear to God, we're going to do a football hour. This is last season, before the season. Went to Nahegan. I talked to David Lombardi. He goes, I'm down for it. I said, a football hour where both of you guys come to the studio for an hour, and we talk shop. I want, because, one, I was thinking of business. Business would be booming. We break records on YouTube. There's no doubt about that. They be going at it. We could referee it, and it's a kind of, it's like me getting my dog King on.
I don't want to referee. I want to be involved in it. I want to be arguing. Like that's.
Oh no! But this is. I mean, David, like, don't insert yourself. This is Lombardi and Greg Cohn. We are the promoters of this.
Yeah, but you
you're Frank Ward. I'm Eddie Hearn. I'm Don King. You're Bob Arum.
No,
we come in on a collaboration, and we let them go at it during the football hour.
No.
See, you're trying to interject yourself
in
the piece.
I'm too short.
No.
I can't stay away.
No,
you guys can each the game be, keeps calling me.
You guys can each be managers a la WWE for each respective person.
You're Bobby the Brain Heenan. I'm Jimmy Hart.
I'm more Eric Bischoff.
I'm Bobby the Brain, actually. So I thought.
Four oh five
on the Comcast business text line. He's right. The David Bruce and Cole beef is real. That is meat itself. But I had to get the I wanted to get the football hour. Well, I swear to God, I pitched this football hour, Lombardi and Cole, and we referee for an hour and let the guys go at it. Constructive. When it got a little hairy and they started to cross the line, we interject. Hey, stop. Kind of debate style, like you see with the presidential candidates. Maybe there's still hope for that. I have no idea.
Is one of them going to pull up in a custom garbage truck and roll the window down? I mean, geez, I'll say this, and I'm dead serious. I consume both of their stuff, whether it's on YouTube, on social media, etc. And I will give both guys this. I don't agree on some things. I agree on other things. It's like a buffet cart, right? There are certain things that I like. But I will say this. Both guys give a effort, and they work their ass off. No, I respect hustle.
Don't start smooching now. Don't start smooching
what?
Now.
I respect grind.
What happened? Why do those guys not like each other?
Well, they just see things differently.
And so that's why? It's just
like
me
the Hatfields and the McCoys.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
You know, it's like me with all my right opinions. Right. You just can't agree with them.
Well, you still
sometimes
your
people
opinions.
Just can't see.
Well, some would say you still hold your opinions from those journalists.
I mean, come on.
That's what the streets are saying.
I mean, come on. Seriously. Come on.
JW in San Francisco.
I have my own crummy opinions that I put my name on.
Well, you can always be right, Shasky. You're always right because as a fan, you're allowed to pivot and not panic, even though I think it's panic and pivot that you do. You panic and then pivot.
I mean, wait, time out. Are the people that are trading stocks on Wall Street on a daily basis, are they fans
this isn't Wall
of money?
This
or
isn't
are
Wall
they doing
no,
it because things go up and go down?
No, does real estate go up and down?
It's called
excuses.
Stock reports.
Just, hey, as we told some people on the football team that I'm not going to name right now because I don't want to get involved in that, stand on business. Just stand on it.
It's worth saying out loud, Jask and I. That we both believe this team can make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
I can guarantee you nobody's keeping a scoreboard on whether you're not right or wrong. And if you are,
I'm well aware of
then
that.
You're a loser. Straight up. JW in San Francisco, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, man? I want to give a big shout out to Dumas, man. Everywhere I've seen him in the city, it was always love, man. Mm-hmm. He was at the barbershop. We had 1985 Galleria in Daly City, Westlake.
Oh, no. You know about 1985 Galleria? You know about 1985? Shout out to Chris.
Come on, man.
Chris just come
on, Bonte.
Yeah.
He told me that he put you on, man. What kind of disrespect is that?
Wait.
Speaking of scoreboards.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
I put Dumas on in 1985.
When you talk to him again, ask him like you told my boy, man, that you put us on.
Ask Joey and all of them, man.
But anyway, I want to give Dumas a shout out, man, and good luck out there back in Philly, man.
See, I'm gonna have a word with Jason in a second because he was like, "Yo, what's up? Can you give me a contact in 1985?" Because 1985, Chris came to the Gatehouse. I was like, "I've been trying to keep up with you and Chasky for years," and Chris came by the Gatehouse. And delivered some dope ass Georgia said, I love you guys. Come by anytime. So, that's
I met three guys, I believe were
shout
firemen, at the firefighter versus cops boxing fight last week. And three of them, they all grew up with them and they went to WASH. They're younger than us, but they went to
Chris?
WASH. Yeah.
They were 1985.
They've known Chris for hella long. Yeah. They were talking it up. And God, I forget their names. I'm pulling a B right now. I forget their names.
I always forget names. Yeah. I forget a lot of names.
I don't know. Did you see what happened with me at that fight? Went a little viral.
No, I didn't see what happened.
I was announcing various candidates that were in the crowd, and
did it go viral?
Yeah, I didn't get tagged in too many of them, but let's just put it this way: it's making the rounds.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, I announced, various district attorneys were in the house and sponsors were in the house and, mayoral candidates were in the house. Some got cheered, some got booed. And let's just say I had a Rick Barry moment where I was like, come on, people, come on. We could be nice. Aren't we happy that these people are here? And it's just the boos rained down even more. It's a moment I'll never forget.
It's for Dodie and Carter.
Come on, people.
Shasky thinks he's so slick.
I did it. Come on, people.
No. He thinks he's so slick. You know, I went viral for this.
Come on,
the soul flex that goes on the show. You know, I had something to go viral. You know, viral.
While you were on television, no. I was entertaining the crowd at 1,200.
I might go viral.
No, Saturday I wasn't on TV. Actually, Saturday I had dinner with Oleg Novikov and his father.
For you.
And we're at Original Joe's. Shout out to the Dugans for hooking it up. Pay for our meals and everything like that, but the reservations are hard to get. That place is packed. Business is booming on the
Which
one at
Chestnut. Which one did you go to?
The one on Chestnut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So they took care of us. And then earlier that day, Dumas had his going away party, so it was a boom, 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 boom. So they didn't have time to go see the fights. Shasky went viral. I don't like going viral, man. I don't. I hate it.
Well, I've entered this one little tiny, tiny niche world of San Francisco political. Like, it's a cesspool. And, yeah, it's just, yeah.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
You know what? I want this to happen now. Maybe it's a one-off. David Lombardi, San Francisco Standard, Grant Cohn, Sports Illustrated. What's a month? Let's do it. Get into the studio here, 95.7 a game. Grant Cohn on one side, Lombardi on the other. Shasky and I will ref. Don't interject yourself into it. No, you can't take sides, Shasky.
I'll participate too if that's what make everyone comfortable.
You and I will be the promoters of this. Let them do their thing. We ask the questions, and we make it happen. I want to end this beef because it's actually you're both covering the same damn team. It's to kind of get ridiculous.
You got to be like a, who was it? Like Jake Tapper and Anderson Cooper, it's both sitting next to each other exactly. As they're moderating the debate.
I was thinking more Bloods and Crips.
Lubman and myself be the fact checker, the real time fact checkers on everything.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? Let's end this stupid beef. All right, it's dumb.
We can't even agree on facts.
I know it's silly. And look, I don't even want to call it a beef. Because what real beef is, when you can't go to sleep, you know, that's beef. You guys are fighting over Niner takes, for crying out loud. And you go to practice every day together and go to the same games. It's kind of weird. That's not beef.
It is
These
fun.
Guys are not going to fight. That's beef. Beef is, I hate your guts. I can't even be in the same room with you.
History was made last night. My final thought. History was made. No, I'm not talking about the Yankees choking away a 5-run lead, which is the first time it's ever happened in an elimination game.
What did I do wrong?
You know, I've been kind of, you know, skeptical because it's curated and there's a lot of stuff. But you know what? Honestly, good for Bronny James. And for him to do it in Cleveland, get his first ever bucket as an NBA player. Good for him. Good for LeBron. Let's see where this goes.
I'm going to back off.
Oh, final thoughts today. Happy Halloween, everybody. It is Halloween today. Be safe out there. If you're driving around, it's twilight. There's going to be little kids. You know, yeah, I'm old now. I'm a parent, so I got to do the PSA message. Please just have your lights on. Be observant for all the kids. Because yes. They'll be running around going nuts, all right?
Yeah,
I'm in a nice little area over in Oakland, so I'll be trick-or-treating there. It'll be a good time. Just have fun tonight, all right? Don't get crazy, all right?
So Carter alive? That? Carter alive here?
Yeah. I'm here.
I haven't heard of you. You basically was Sam Lubman for Halloween. Yeah. You're basically Sam Lubman for Halloween. We never hear from our producer on this show.
Working my tail off back here.
He's locked in.
My final thought is very simple. I think it's comical that five games in, we're talking about that Draymond Green has changed. We are clearly forgetting that in game one, he already got a technical. Literally had been waiting all offseason for this technical.
Before the first time out.
And he almost got ejected, I think.
Well, no, but he's grown from that moment.
Fair enough.
Yeah, he's grown from that moment. And he's a champion to change. And I felt those post-game comments. I did.
It's like he's reading from a tablet that was handed to him.
See, when you guys pay me that bet, I'll be here. And I will brag about that. See, I told you so. That's what I would say.
I'm waiting for the episode when you come in. I'm just disappointed. I'm not frustrated.
The fact that bet was made without injuries being part of it should tell you the problem.
I did do it, but they edited the audio.
The audio speaks for itself.
I swear to God, I did. I said, hey, there's a caveat. Injuries, obviously.
I love
obviously.
How you believe
I thought
the
it was
lie.
Like, no, it's in there.
You are George Costanza.
I said what I said.
Ernie Chavez, find it. Ernie Chavez, I'm daring you. Find it. When I said injuries,
Art
there should
Vandalay
be a caveat.
Over here.
So, you know, but you know what? I'm going to stand on account. It. I still believe, despite the nagging injuries, 65 games Draymond Green will play. And you guys are all be wearing it for it. All you non-believer Warrior fans.
I mean, I win regardless, because if he plays that many games, they'll probably have a good record.
There you go.
So...
there you go.
You know, even when I lose, I win. In the words of Monte Hill.
You like that, huh?
I do.
That was LeVar Ball first.
Did I turn into him?
It was LeVar Ball. It was LeVar Ball.
Nah. What did he say to the one girl?
Christine Leahy. Yeah, Christine Leahy.
I'm not going to get into that.
So horrible.
Well.
So horrible.
But she kind of came at him. If we play the full audio, Christine Leahy was like coming at him about some things. And I get why he said it. He probably shouldn't have said it. You know, but she was, nobody checked her on what she said. She got off scot-free, but I'm going to get off these airways right now.
Interesting.
Because I remember watching the full audio. I was like, oh, that's what happened. You always can make somebody look bad when you edit some audio and content. Trust me, we know that here at 95.7 Game. That was Fast Five.
Yep.
Brought to you by Xfinity at home or on the go. You get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Black Mets.